Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Missing Voice. Tonight we will be discussing missing person Douglas Nolan Ryan Watson. Douglas, his nickname was is Nolan. He went by Nolan. Went missing March 8th, 2020. He left his home around 3:45 a.m. on Snowville Brent Road area and has simply vanished. I'm going to bring my co-host in, Donna McIntyre. She's been following this case and is pretty much up to speed on it. So let me bring Donna in. Hey, Donna.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we were just talking before we came on the show about, Mr. Watson. And, I know that there was individuals in the home the night that he went missing. I know that the wife was there the night that he went missing. I know that the wife isn't talking. So nobody's really getting any kind of information as to what happened to Doug.
Yeah, well, when I was asked to help on Nolan's case, that's the name that he goes by. It's his, one of his middle names. My first thing was to go to the group and ask a lot of questions. I got one message from an aunt that told me to delete one of my posts, which I didn't. It was a message request. Because I believe that when we work a case, we have to find all the facts out in order to do right by the person that's missing because we are their voice. So a lot of questions was getting answered. Some I didn't know for sure what was what. I was able to put him in Namus, and I can tell you that this man was healthy. If he did relapse, it had just been recently. I've went through every one of his photo albums. He was not a long-time drug addict because his pictures was of a healthy man that was at the right weight. He was not skinny enough to be so far on the drugs that he was out of control. Do I believe that he walked out of the house? No, I don't. And here we are. We're 5 minutes into a radio blog, and not one person has called in, which I'm not surprised because, like I said, only a handful of people has offered to answer any questions. I've reached out to the wife. His mother, her mother posted something. I commented and tagged her back in it about the podcast. It's sad because his life should matter to somebody, but it doesn't. And I've never had a case where I've had to beg, plead, and borrow to get one thing on somebody that's missing. He had only been out of work roughly about 3 weeks before he went missing. So say he was off work 3 weeks. He couldn't have been so far out of control that nobody saw anything. Nobody's talking. His wife just doesn't want anything to do with it. She's never shared a flyer. He's got friends that do care about him. I believe right now, knowing that nobody's called in, I think they're scared to say anything because I did do my own research. And during my research, I know there was a major drug bust that was done. And I can't remember if it was a year investigation or maybe it was a 3-year investigation. I have to go back and look. But it was a long investigation. There were 17 people arrested. You know the people that was there besides Nolan and his wife. And
I don't know who, but I do know that there was other individuals, and at least one of them was a seedy character.
Yeah. I'm
beginning to understand by following his page. You almost have to follow the page because you get somebody on the right day and they're pretty ticked off at the white. You'll get a little bit of information on what's really going on with the guy. when I was first told about this, I was told, you know, that she had gotten caught cheating on him. And, you know, that she had a tad bit of a drug problem. That's probably putting it nicely. But the other day, I go to the site, and here she's been caught in bed with another woman's man, to the point the woman had video of it, and there is a video out there floating around. And
I didn't even take the time to go look for it because it was too disgusting. I didn't care about the video.
Right, and in the meantime, you know, she's dragging, you know, Nolan's wife through the mud for sleeping with her man, but then she's turning around saying, but you know what, he didn't have nothing to do with his disappearance because he was home with me that night. Well, you know what? Her boyfriend has a criminal record. He's only been out of prison for 3 years. So these are the seedy characters that Nolan's wife seems to want to run with, is people that, you know, have been out of prison that long, people that deal drugs, people that use drugs. So she's running with these seedy characters. Yeah. Who cares where the husband is?
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's kind of the take on it.
It's absolutely amazing that I've never done a show where the family or friends or nobody wants to call in and talk about their missing friend.
No, it's heartbreaking. Like I said, you yourself too, done this enough years that, yeah, you get some cases that are kind of bizarre, but at least somebody's willing to talk. On this case, I don't understand it. Like I said, maybe it's because they're afraid of retaliation, because I do remember when I did my research, I believe there were 17 people that was arrested on that drug bust, and it was guns and drugs. But I would think, as a wife, and this is just my views, if that was my husband, I don't care about retaliation. I would at least make an effort to find my husband, let alone share his information.
Right, right.
I'm upset because
to
me he's a victim and nobody cares.
That's true. Who's there for him? You know, who's there for him? I'm not finding nobody there for him.
No.
You know, I'm going to try and... Oh, that's this.
I'm at a loss because, like I said, all these years I've done this, never been in a position to where not one person wants to come forward and be his voice. And tonight was a perfect opportunity to do it. And I've even put on his site that if they wanted to tell you and I something, we wouldn't give a name. They could send us the information. I put my personal cell phone number on his site. Anybody that has anything to say, or if by chance he's laying in the woods somewhere, tell me where he's at. I won't give your name. He just needs to be found. It's cruel. It's inhumane to have a husband and then not care to tell anybody anything. And as she thinks that the law enforcement is not watching social media, they see everything that's going on. So when he is found, and if it's a bad outcome, if it was a drug overdose and they dispose of his body, somebody's going to pay for that. If he was harmed in their own way of however they wanted to do it, they're going to pay for that because it all comes back and gets you in the end.
I noticed that There was a post on that says, my son-in-law, Nolan Watson, still missing 5 weeks, 1 month, 4 days. I don't understand why not they do media news, etc. And I see where you tell her, oh, well, there she is. I see where you tell her that, you know, there's a show, but yet she's concerned enough to do a post, but she won't call in and talk about her son-in-law that is missing. How many kids do they got? Three?
Because they had been together for I don't know how long, but they had only gotten married last July.
Yeah, so they have children.
Yeah, so I'm sure that the kids think of him as their dad, being around him for so long. But they're all her children. But I put the podcast phone number right on the mother-in-law's link that she posted. Yeah, they're not his children. And we need to get his DNA, his family's DNA in the database, because when I entered him in Namus and talked to the detective and he was ready to sign off on it, I told him, I said, I also need you to sign off for his brother to get his DNA just in case he's laying somewhere. And I know this sounds bad, but as long as it's been since he's went missing, he could be laying somewhere in a morgue, which is what I told the detective. I says, and with the virus that's going on, we don't have DNA in there. And you know yourself, Jody, that when you have DNA, it goes in the database to hopefully get a hit when somebody's a John Doe. Well, right now, if they don't have that man and they enter him in the database, we're never going to find him without the DNA. Because as many people that's passed away, even if they don't have a family, they take their DNA and it goes into CODIS. If they find somebody that died from the coronavirus that's laying on the side of the road, once they determine the cause of death, their DNA still goes in because they have to find the family and say, hey, we found your loved one.
You know, let me back up myself on the mother-in-law. I'm sorry for speaking out about her not calling in. She's got her hands full. Her mother is in the process of passing away, so that would explain why she's not, you know, got the ability to call in. On the 14th, they stated, hospice stated that her mom was, you know, terminal and was passing away. That's sad. My thoughts.
That's sad,
prayers
but
are
you
with
would
her.
Think that she could tell her. That's sad, but you could think that she would tell her daughter, you know, I have my hands full. Let them know what you can about your husband.
Yes.
Yeah, because see, she made her post on the 12th. Was when she made her post.
Yeah. She did a post for him on, it was way back here.
Yeah.
You know, about her son, her son-in-law missing. There's a bunch of comments on there.
Well, nobody should have to go through that. But then again, nobody should have to go missing and nobody want to care about him. I don't understand it. I never will. I can tell you doing my research, his wife has not shared nothing.
It's right here, this lady asked, did you or your daughter let the police know about him being a missing person? If so, ask them what's going on. She said, yes, she did, and the detective is still working on the case. How long ago? This person said, how long ago? Since March 10th, I think. This person says, police should let your daughter know right away but 5 weeks is too long.
Well, I know on his wife's page, what's been posted on there is other people posting it. She hasn't posted. Because like I said, I tried reaching out to her on his site, because she's on his site. She never comments or anything. And I've asked multiple times, you know, would she please answer and clarify on some of the questions. So finally, I went with what I had from the police report, and I was able to enter him in the database. But he's got a good group of advocates in that group that was set up for him that really fight for answers for him. And I don't know how to get him if I can't get somebody to call in and tell us. If they don't want to call into the show, that's fine. But they can, my phone number's out there. They could send me a message. I even put my email account out there. They could email me a tip. They can call. They can text me a tip. And I won't tell their name. But this man deserves to be found. And I don't know how to do it if I don't have anybody that's willing to help other than the people that's helping on his group. I've never been so aggravated on a case as what I am on this. It's just really sad. It breaks my heart.
It is. It's absolutely. I reached out because I've got some friends down. In fact, one of my friends is absolutely from, where's he from? West. Oh, that little town that he's from.
Oh, no one?
Yeah, that little town that he's from. Where's he?
He's from West Jefferson.
Yeah.
West Jefferson. It's not a big city. It's a small community.
Right. I have, you know, because I got a game that I play and so in my game I play with some guys, and two of the guys in my group are from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And one is actually from West Jefferson. And he works for the coal mines. So I've been poking at him, trying to, you know, I asked him, you know, okay, so is those coal mining boots that the guys wear down in the mines, are those something that... Well, that's what I asked you. I said, are those something that somebody will put on just to go out tromping around in through the woods or, you know, to do something? And he says, you know, he said, those boots are fairly heavy. He said, but it also depends on the brand of the boot as if to how heavy that boot is. Mm-hmm. He said, but they are normally really heavy. And I said, well, you know, I said, you know, I work on missing persons cases. And he said, yeah. And I said, I'm working on one out of West Jefferson. And he said, oh, what's the person's name? And I told him, you know, it was Doug Watson. He goes by Nolan. And he said, you know, I don't know him, but I will do some asking around. So, and he's a pretty big guy within the company that he works for, you know.
Yeah.
So he's doing some nosing around for us to see what he could come up with. But it just completely amazes me that nobody wants to talk. I'm telling you what, Donna.
Yeah.
I've been working on missing persons cases for what now, 12 years? Yeah, 12 years now.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever came across a case where everybody clams up and nobody says nothing.
Yeah, because people will jump at the opportunity to get their loved one's story out there. And they will beg somebody to help them get them in the database. Nobody asked me. His advocate asked me to put him in the database. She asked me to help.
You know,
I mean, it doesn't make any sense why her and her group of people are the only one that's doing anything. They're trying to fight to get answers for him, and we just can't get anywhere.
Well, you know, and then I think back, okay, so we know there's some stuff going on. We know that. So I think back, even with the dangerous people that are involved in you know, Derek's case, Donna, people still came forward. People still messaged me, hey, I hear you're looking for information on such and such case. Can I tell you what I've heard? Or, you know, or they'll say, you know, I was Facebook traveling, and I stumbled upon this, and I've been reading it, and I just so happened to be from the area, and, you know, I remember. And yet, you know, nothing. I mean, there's a lot of comments on things.
And it does. I mean, that's like on my girlfriend's case. The way that the lady found me on social media, she actually was roommates with the killer's wife. In their younger days, they were single parents because the killer's wife, her husband, was actually locked up in prison at the time. And this lady found me through social media because she had done a Google search on somebody she went to school with that was eventually charged with his sister's murder, because later on, one of the other siblings had reoccurring dreams and happened to remember about it. So then they opened the case back up. The guy went to jail. So when one of her classmates called her and told her, you need to do a Google search because our classmate is now in prison for murder of his sibling. And she typed it in. And for whatever reason, Marianne's picture came up. And she was horrified because she was a witness on Marianne's, because the killer's wife had confessed to her stuff she knew. And they came, did a deposition with her. And she never got called as a witness because when the trial started, they actually got off on a technicality. So she just assumed that the case was solved because she never heard anything else back from them. And when she reached out to me on social media, it was like 3:45 in the morning, and I thought, who is this crazy person? So I asked her, I said, if you know so much about this case and you know about the jury that Marianne had, I said, maybe you can describe it to me. And she described a Pacific ring that was a one-of-a-kind ring that was taken off of Marianne's body, right down to the final stuff that was in it. And to this day, her and I are like sisters. And I asked her, I said, how did you ever find me? She said, call it Marianne's Guardian Angel. I said, why didn't you get a hold of the Higginbotham family? She says, I don't know. Whatever it was, it led me to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey,
I mean,
you know, let me go back to talking to you about that whole post yesterday involving missing person Bradley Ross that we did a show on.
Yeah.
That post that young girl posted. So I followed up on that post with her because I was really curious. I followed up. I sent her a message. I said, hey, I'm a missing persons advocate. You know, me and a bunch of advocates were tossing this around. And, you know, do you think if he's still there, do you think you can get a straight face photo of him? And I just sent that message to her. Well, she messaged me back. And somehow another mom seen the photo and reached out, and mom ultimately came and picked him up last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
That wasn't him though, was it?
No, but thank goodness they took the picture of that man and felt it was important enough for them to put him on Facebook because, his mom came and got him. He's home safe.
Yeah, we've had a lot of cases like that. But when I did Bradley's thing the other day, when I wrote the case summary, You and I did a podcast on him. He was originally from Indiana. So, I mean, I tried to get all the cold cases.
He was originally from Michigan. Because they were born and raised in
Indiana. But he went missing in Indiana. And when I was doing the cold cases the other day, I thought, well, let me go back and do an article on his, because we didn't do an article. I just did like a real short case summary when we did the podcast on his show.
Right. No, he's originally from Michigan, and he got involved with a female, and the lady, child by him, and they ended up moving down to Indiana, and it wasn't long after they were there that he went missing. And there's another situation. She won't say nothing. She won't answer questions. She won't say nothing, you know.
Yeah, and there's
just like,
well, there's not been any updated articles or newspaper things. It's like his on the internet, everything's pretty well dead on him.
Yeah.
See any updates, and that's what hurts the cold cases.
Well, I'm sure if I reached out to his sister, Crystal, and seen if she wanted to come on and do an hour show, I believe Crystal would. She's phenomenal. I love her to pieces.
Yeah. Well, she did one with this once.
Yes, she did. Her and his daughter, because he's got a...
Yeah.
Well, he's actually a grandpa now. He's actually a grandpa now, and, you know... This is unbelievable. Derek's son graduated from high school. It's amazing. The last time Racer seen his dad, he had just graduated from kindergarten and was going to first grade. And now he's graduating from high school and going on to college.
Well, I hate to say it, but I believe poor Nolan's case is going to be one that ends up being a cold case because we're going into another month here before long, and nobody's talking, and I would hate to think that 6 months or a year from now, I'm still trying to find out answers. I mean, I don't know what
And the sad thing is it came up right in the middle of us, you know, having this COVID-19, stay home, stay shut in, lose your scruples.
But turkey season's in also. So,
but see, up here in Michigan, we can't do no hunting, we can't do nothing. We're supposed to stay in our homes. Yeah. Now, I don't know how Alabama's handling their stuff.
Yeah,
but because we're not even selling.
Well, I know in Indiana, if it's private property, you're okay. I don't know about Alabama. I didn't check because what I did when I wrote his case summary, I believe in one of the comment sections where there was comments about, you know, this and that on it. I said, well, the thing about it is turkey season's coming up. You know, you got mushrooms. I would hate for him to be out there, and I hate to talk like this because I don't know what else to do. I mean, there's no sightings of him. Nobody seems to know, and I'm sorry, but I believe in my heart if this man just walked off to get away from the lady that had an affair on him, he would have got a hold of his friend that he worked at the coal mines with, because his friend at the coal mine loved him like a brother. Yeah, he loved him like a brother. So... I do not believe that this man walked out of that house to go steal a lawnmower and told her, if I'm not back in 30 seconds or whatever the stupid time was, 3 minutes, come look for me. I believe that everything that was laid out in different areas was planted. I'll never believe any different. I pulled the whole area up on my Google Earth map, and unless he was so out of his mind from hallucinations or something, that might explain part of it, but it doesn't explain all of it. And I don't believe that it explains that he ran through the woods, and he left this over there, and he left that over there. Yeah, don't believe it. And the reason I say I don't believe it is because the post that the new lady that X is seeing her, her phone was broke, the same as no one's was, you know. So it's kind of hard to believe that he walked out of that house willingly.
This lady, I'm on his page. I'm on his page, and this lady says, this lady's like, my son-in-law, Nolan, you know, that post I read you, and this lady says, probably because she won't talk to anyone or answer any questions from law enforcement. From what I've seen. And this other lady chimes in, exactly what I was thinking. She could certainly shed some light as hours before Nolan went missing.
The detective is very nice that has his case. I talked to him. Because I called him and told him that I was going to put him in Namus. Then when I got him in and this case was pending, I called him the next day and I said, I've got him entered in. His status is pending for you to sign off of it. And also, we need to get his DNA signed off on so I can get his brother's DNA. The detective was very nice. And within less than 24 hours, I think it was, I had him in Namus. It's just, even if, Jody, stuff is made up on this lady, which I'm not saying it was, by no means. But if by chance it was, anybody in their right mind would come and say, no, I love my husband. I share his flyer. You know, I've worked with law enforcement. I'm cooperating. It's not happening. The flyers that has been, the information that has been put on her personal Facebook page has been where somebody else has posted it.
Your phone's acting up. So here's a post from somebody. Here's a post from somebody. It says, yes, it is sad. I feel terrible for the other young lady it's happening to. She doesn't deserve to be treated that way at all. But I do remember it being said in the beginning. I think people were pretty much told to shut up and quit spreading rumors. I could be mistaken about that, but I think I remember at least being downplayed or something to the effect of what I said. And then somebody comes on and says, wow, his wife's already with someone else? This is guy number two. Since he's went missing.
Yeah, it's really sad. So, and I hate to sound like we're gossiping, but all we have to go off of is what's on social media.
I'm not gossiping. I'm just stating a fact. My opinion, if your husband's missing, you should be out scouring them woods. You should be doing everything to find your husband. You shouldn't be laying up with this man, that man, or doing whatever you're doing. Your main concern should be your husband.
I tried to reach out to her when I was putting him in the database, and I got no response. I don't know. I'm just lost for words. It makes no sense.
This person says his lack of communication has me fearing the worst because I don't think he would have allowed this much time to pass without contacting his brother or no one else. It seems they have the closest bond of anyone else to me.
Well, my understanding, they was together for a long time before they got married. They didn't get married until July. But let's say that they've been together 2 years or 10 years. Whether it's that time frame or not, you're maternally attached to that person. Your children are attached to that person. So do you just forget about them because they walked out of your house, according to you, and didn't turn back? It doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't understand it. I was frustrated from the very beginning before I even entered him in Namus because she didn't want to cooperate. And nobody else did except for a handful of people. He's got a friend and his brother that cooperates and the advocates that set his site up and people that comes to his site and tries to get the answers for us, but we can't beat the answers out of anybody. At all. And if it wasn't for his brother and his friend from the coal mine, we wouldn't know what we do know. And we wouldn't know about her new romantic man that she has if it wasn't for that man's ex. You know, so I went to her page and I said, if she does not think that law enforcement is watching social media, she's in for a rude awakening. I said, I hope you don't delete this post. Because law enforcement needs to know what's going on if we're ever going to find no one. And I've never been to that point, Jody, that I've had to be so irate and say, you know, keep your dirty laundry that you just aired on Facebook. Keep it up there, at least until law enforcement looks
right.
at it. I've never done that before.
Right.
Ever. This doesn't make any sense.
You know, and this is the other thing. Where is her kids in this whole mess that night leading up to his disappearance? Where was her kids? She's got three of them.
Honestly, I don't know if they was there or if they're with their biological dad. I don't have the answer for that one. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I just know that it's sad that nobody wants to step up and, you know, say, you know, no, he's not hurt and he's not laying in the woods. He's over in so-and-so in another state. If that's the case, all he has to do is call law enforcement, walk into the police department in another state and say, I'm alive. I don't want to go back to the life I had. Having to take me out of the database, I'm perfectly fine. And that's all he would have to do. And if he
Absolutely.
Was so upset that he wanted to move on with life without her, he would have done that. He would have reached out to his friend that he worked the coal mines with. I don't believe.
Exactly.
And I do not believe that that man walked out of that house. I think he was taken out of the house. I don't think he walked out of it.
From everything that I've read, and it looks like, you know, some of the comments have been deleted, like they did a cleanup job on it. So it's really hard to get the gist of some of what's going on, but man, I'm telling you, she needs to fill in the gaps. She needs to come forward.
Yeah.
She needs to fill in those gaps. You know, she needs to, what was he doing right up before he walked out the door? What was his mind frame? You know, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered.
Yeah, they sure do. I mean, I don't understand it. I wish that I could get the answers,
you know,
for no one, because he deserves to be found, and nobody should be pushed to the side and just disregarded like trash, and a wife that doesn't want to cooperate and wants to zip her mouth up and move on to the next man. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. You don't do that to anybody that you're married to. You don't do that to them.
You know, and the only thing I will say, you know, but then I'm going to play, you know, the devil's advocate. You know, what's to say whoever was in the home that night, the seedy characters, what's to say they haven't threatened her to the point where she's so scared that she's not going to say nothing. What's to say that this wasn't so traumatic to her that she's, you know, because people deal with stress and grief different than whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody deals with this the same. So what if she was severely threatened by one of the CD characters? That's exactly what I'm going to call them, CD characters. What if she was threatened by them, that if she opened her mouth, the same thing could happen to her? What if it traumatized her so bad that what we're seeing now is the result of the trauma of seeing what possibly happened to him? You know, and maybe the trauma of trying to help dispose of him. You know, there's a lot.
I think I lost you there. Are you still there, Jody? Because I think I just lost you. Are you there, Jody? Jody, are you there? Are you there, Jody? Are you there, Jody? Jody, are you there? Are you there? Hello?